Paradox Traveling Art is a mobile art installation created by El Paso Juarez artist Laura Turon, which is housed within a converted school bus. We first checked in with Laura when she was first taking her bus to the streets, and today we catch up with her to see how you can make your own three-dimensional abstract images using the Paradox drawing system and see your art become a part of the traveling art installation. Today, my guests are artist Laura Turon and Claudia Ley from the El Paso Museum of Art. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Hello.
Hi, thank you for having us.
So, Laura, I think it's been almost exactly a year from when you debuted the bus to now.
Yes, July 27th, actually, is going to be a year ago when I presented and unveiled the project at the El Paso Museum of Art. And I presented my art installation, my current art installation that I have there.
So what have you been doing with the whole year? Because I know that the bus has been moving around and you've been doing things, that's for sure.
Yes, I have taken it to different places. I have taken it to events, to schools. I have been providing workshops. I received a grant from the Museum and Cultural Affairs Department. And through that, I have been providing around 10 workshops where I'm collecting these hexagons, where I'm teaching people how to draw the paradox drawing on a hexagon on a vinyl tile. And I take him, and the event we're having over at the museum is to invite all the people that participated in the workshops to glue their hexagons on the walls of the bus so together we can build an art installation.
How many hexagons does it take to fill the whole bus? Do you have any idea?
I don't know. I'm not so sure, but I have, so far I have 550, mm-hmm. and we will be collecting more at the El Paso Museum of Art at the day of the event on June 9th, so people can go and participate and learn how to do the paradox drawing, the series of lines to create the optical illusion of the patterns. They're going to get a chance to also be part of the next art installation in the bus that's going to be traveling throughout El Paso in the region as well.
How cool. So, Claudia, you're with the Museum of Art, and you were there when Paradox debuted, and now we have this event on the 9th. What can people expect to do on June 9th?
Well, we want to invite the public to not only come take part in Laura's event, but just to invite them to the museum in general.
Right.
Let them know about the neat things we have going on, such as, you know, this community art installation, as well as other programming, but some of our new exhibitions that we have coming up and our permanent collection as well. I mean, we just had the opening for the Crest collection. So we want to invite people to come take advantage and see what the museum has to offer, but also come out as a family, friends, you know, by yourself even at that, to mm-hmm. come and, you know, be a part of this community art installation. I think a lot of people, when they hear art or museums, right away they think, oh, I have to be creative. Oh, I'm not an artist, so I don't belong there. Oh, no, I can't make art, so why am I going to go? But really, once you get into it, you're in those spaces or, you know, you give yourself a chance to be creative and let loose, you end up finding that, you know, we all have our talent. We all have, you know, our art, something that we're good at. And even if it's not perfect how we envision or want to see our art, it's still fun, and
right.
it's even at that therapeutic a lot of times. So.
Well, and you talk about fun, therapeutic, and accessible. The Paradox drawing system has all of those ingredients. Mm-hmm. I mean, everyone can do one of these.
Yes, everyone can do one of these, and the cool thing is that people see it. When they first see it, they're like, oh, wow, I can't.
It does look a little intimidating. Like, how do you do this so straight? But then you have a ruler, you know. Will you tell us what the system is like? I mean, or for those who haven't seen it or haven't heard of the method, what is it like?
So pretty much just creating a series of straight lines going kind of in like a spiral motion. It's pretty much a geometric drawing, and it's pretty much connecting lines to one another. So when people participate in the workshops at first, they're a little hesitant, they're nervous, they're like, oh, I don't know, I don't want to mess up. But then I tell them it's okay if you make a mistake. It's
right.
part of the art, so you're adding character to it. But at first they say that it's a little bit sometimes confusing, but once they get the hang of it, they love it, They say it's very relaxing, that they really enjoy it. So it's pretty much using a ruler to create lines and connecting the lines together in a spiral motion.
And the patterns that people create are different, right? Or are they all the same?
I guide them through to create my design, mm-hmm. but I also give them the liberty to be creative and do their own thing. Like, I have one-year-olds participate in the workshop, so they just do their own thing.
Right. They're like, and then they become a part of this.
Yes, they become a part of it, and then I have people participate from, like I said, one-year-old, kindergarten, senior citizens, so it's all ages. So, and that's the neat thing about the art installation, that we're all adding like a little bit to the art piece, and we don't know what it's going to look like yet until the end.
I know, that's fantastic. Do you imagine yourself being able to put up all 500 plus tiles that day on the 9th?
That's why I'm inviting people over. Everyone, okay. I got their email addresses, and I've been giving out flyers and promoting the event. And I'm inviting everyone that participated in the workshops to come in to the Museum of Art and glue their own tile, and they can pick where to glue it.
Oh, so, my gosh. So you really don't know what this thing's going to look like.
So that's exciting as well. So hopefully everyone is able to make it, so 500 people can go glue their tile and decide, you know, how the art piece is going to look like.
So for those of us that haven't done our own tile, how big are they? How much time should we plan to take if we're going to draw our own?
Each tile is 8 by 7 inches. It's okay. A hexagon, and the material is vinyl, kind of like plastic. Mm-hmm. And we use the markers that are weather resistant and that they don't fade out. And it takes about 20 minutes to create each tile. So if you go try to make it there 30, 40 minutes before the event is over, mm-hmm. so you can take your time and create your own art piece.
And you're going to be there most of the day, right? Or what are the hours?
The event's going to take place Saturday, June the 9th from 12 to 4 p.m. Okay. The museum is open until 5, so chances are we're going to
hang out.
Yes, we'll be there a little longer. We are going to have live music, and there's going to be, you know, like Laura mentioned, we're going to have the activity that people get to work on, and we'll see what other goodies we have going on that day. I did invite Laura to present some of her work at the museum store so other people could get another idea of what her work consists of. I met Laura when we were still at UTIP, undergrad students, and I remember seeing her work for her, what was it, your student show?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing to see her work in person,
yeah.
You know, just the patience that she has. So that's also neat, like for the public to actually get to come meet the artists. They have a chance to talk to, introduce themselves, talk to Laura and see her work, how she works. It's very interesting and somebody from our community that we should be supporting as well.
Did you ever think you'd be here? I mean, you guys were in school together as students and now you're here as artists and professionals in the community. Did you know you were going to be here doing this right now with me today?
Yeah. Not really, but I think it is exciting. So I think Laura's always stayed very humble to her work, and I've always admired her work ethic and how busy she keeps herself. She's also been very supportive of projects and things that I've done. So I think that's one thing that we do appreciate here is our community is somewhat small compared to other cities our size, but everybody's supportive of each other, I'd say, for the most part. And it's really neat if we could come take part and be a part of this, you know, put our stamp on it, of this exhibition, of this community art project. Then, yeah, it's neat. I encourage everybody to come out with their families. And we have the art market going on. So you could just make a day of it where you actually come out and see what's happening downtown and
because really
support.
There's so much.
Yes.
There's so much. I mean, I always say if you're bored in this town, it's because you're boring.
Yes.
There is stuff to do. I mean, you know, here you are, can be a part of a huge installation.
Yes.
I didn't ask you, how long is it going to cycle through your mobile art gallery this time around?
I'm planning on having it installed for about a month and a half.
Okay.
And I'm going to try to go back to all of the places where people participated. So
they
people
can see
the final piece together. And if anyone also wants to invite me over somewhere to showcase the work or add on, like I plan on continue providing the workshops to see if we can add some more hexagons, they can also invite me and do that.
You know what I didn't ask is, are the hexagons, because right now the piece, I mean, the outside has paradox and the inside has paradox. The hexagons, are they going to be external, internal, both places?
The hexagons are going to be internal. So the whole point of it is to connect them with one another and create kind of like this puzzle together.
Yeah.
And then on the floor, I'm going to leave my own design that I already have. I'm just going to add some glaze on it so it's a little bit more resistant. And that way it can connect with a community art installation with in transition, like from the past exhibition to the community.
How cool. Nice. Did you always know that you were going to do this community exhibition when you started?
Yes, like ever since I started the project, one of my main goals is to engage with the community, to have people participate, to inspire children, adults, other artists. So it's very important to me to have the community be part of the art as well. So, and like we mentioned before, like making it accessible, mm-hmm. and motivating people. Like sometimes creating one art piece that you think that you can never make ever, you see it done, you're like, oh wow, it's like completing a goal. You get mm-hmm. motivated, you get excited,
of course.
It has a purpose as well, you know, to be shown, to be part of something bigger.
Very cool. Well, speaking of being a part of something bigger, we're all invited to be a part of Paradox on June 9th from 12 to 4 at the El Paso Museum of Art. The museum will be open until 5, so you can draw till 4 and hang out in the museum until 5. Today, my guests have been Claudia Ley from the El Paso Museum of Art and artist Laura Turon. Thank you for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.